Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our show, The Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life in the 805. And I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way here. I'm Kim. I'm here with Tom. How are you doing, Tom?
Everything's great today on a Saturday morning.
There you go. Jennifer?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here.
All right. And Sherry is on her way. I know she was doing an interview early this morning, but she's going to be here. And, of course, we have Stephanie Coltrane in our studio. How are you?
I am great. Happy to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us here this morning. And Stephanie is actually the director of the Last 5 Years musical at the Rubicon Theater. And guess what? As we always, we have tickets. And again, I do want to remind everyone, let's start off with right there, 805-419-0008, is our phone number here, and we do things a little bit different here on the Kim Pagano Show. We actually let you call in all the way through all of our shows, and of course, we got so many calls last week. It was amazing, so thank you to all my listeners out there. But all you have to do is leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back with you. And we love all of our thank you cards for everybody winning all the different Camelot and all the amazing things that we've got going on here. I do want to remind you of our new show, and we are on from 6 to 7 and 7 to 8, and then again from 2 to 3, and we are completely different shows. Every one of our shows has a different guest on it, and so I'm so excited to share that with you. Also, follow us on Facebook and Twitter so you can stay connected for more chances to win. And also now you can listen on, visit us on dynamictalkradio.com every day at 6 a.m., 7 a.m., and 2 p.m. And you can hear all of our shows live.
I've told all my friends and family. It's so easy.
And it's really so clear. Easy. You could hear us. I mean, it's perfect.
And you don't have that delay. It's great.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. So anyways, again, I want to give out our phone number here, 419-0008, 419-0008. And we always have things that we talk about here. We are the brighter side of life in the 805, and that's just where we're talking from right now. And I want you to remember to listen, learn, and laugh. And I'll tell you a little bit about our show today. We're going to only have a couple guests today, and we're going to talk a little bit more intimate about life and the brighter side. So our first guest is Stephanie Coltrane, and she's the director of the last five years. And it's interesting, you know, when you think about your life as the last 5 years, can you think about
especially as you get older? When you're younger, the last, well, I guess if you're in eighth grade and then the freshman in college, but I think you have maybe bigger changes as you get older.
Yeah, it is a thing. So I'm interested to see what that is all about. Also joining us today is Kathy Lipp. She's been on our show talking about other books, but today her book is Clutter Free, and we're going to offer her, she's going to offer us quick and easy steps to simplify your space. But I, you know, and we're going to kind of continue to talk about that because, you know, how do you give up something that you, it's not really broken, it's just maybe you don't need it anymore, but you still like it?
I have a contractor that comes to our house sometimes, and I'm a saver. I'm definitely a saver, and he always says, saver is a nice word for hoarder.
Yeah.
Now, my garage is very organized, but, I am a saver.
I am too. And so how do we get rid of Tom? Are you a saver?
Yeah, it's difficult. My wife is horrible. And George Carlin has a brilliant bit called A Place for My Stuff.
Yeah.
Which goes from your sock drawer up to the biggest room possible, and how you always have a place for your stuff and there's way too much stuff. No matter how much space you have.
I know. You know, on that note, have you guys seen that ad for man caves? You can actually rent them now. I mean, there's these whole, it's almost like an apartment, but it's a man cave.
I would say no unless I can store my stuff there.
Exactly. There you go. What do you think of that?
I'm all for it.
I know.
Please, give me directions.
I am like wondering, is it like more like a bachelor pad, a married bachelor pad?
Do you share it with people, or is it for just one person?
No, it's a man cave, so that means you can share it. Well, no, it's like, you know, like you're instead of a, what I used to think of a man cave as a garage.
Yeah.
But now
where you can put
full
your
table,
feet
big
on the table.
Screen,
yeah.
You've got a bar, you've got a keg.
You don't have to leave the magazine set a certain way.
You still
way
have your
on
Hendrix
table.
Posters and your beer signs.
Yeah, you don't have to put your toothbrush away.
It's sad
your
for
bed.
Men. Like,
I don't know.
I feel like when they get married, most of their stuff is gone. All my husband's
stuff
is in our
family
lake house.
That's why this is probably really popular.
And I always say, oh, you can go visit it there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we'll have to talk about that. Anyways, again, for anybody that's just waking up with us, I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way. I want you to hopefully listen, laugh, and learn with us. And I always call this like school on air, you know. But I just talk to amazing people, and we're so glad you're here. A couple of things we want to do is we are starting our Valentine's Day giveaways. And Valentine's Day is close,
right around the
corner. Telling you. Yeah, so Peace Breakfast House in Ventura, an amazing place over there. They gave us, we've got one $30 gift certificate that we're going to give away on our show. We've got a $25 gift certificate from our favorite Lures Fish House. We've got two nights weekend stay at the Sheraton. And
oh,
I know. Now
nice.
She's gotten closer.
I know,
she's
no,
like, I'm listening now. And, of course, all of our amazing shows. So, Tom, you want to talk about those?
Our great shows. We have Shenyun 2015, gongs, percussion, 5,000-year-old Chinese instruments. They rise to blend with a 40-piece Western orchestra. It's incredible. It's at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. Then, the last 5 years, Rubicon Theater, the best original productions, great theater. Rubicon Theater Company of Ventura has just announced the director and cast for the company's main stage production of the last 5 years. Can't wait for that. We have tickets to get you there. Harlem Globetrotters, what was it, Sweet Georgia Brown?
Oh, wasn't yeah.
That their tune?
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
A
yeah.
little whistling. They're fun. They're brilliant. And it's upgraded with trampolines and all sorts of crazy stuff on
That's
top of it.
That's a great
it's
show.
So
it's
much
so
fun.
So much fun.
Old
it's
days.
Not serious, I have to tell you.
No,
you know?
It's so, yeah. super fun, though.
Not real basketball?
No, sorry, Bob. Sorry. No, no, no.
They play the Generals
I
usually.
Know, yeah.
And then another favorite, Stomp. I love Stomp. It's going to
yeah,
be at the Thousand Pacific
really
Arts
fun.
Plaza, also Santa Barbara, Granada Theater, and the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library with the amazing automobiles.
There you go. There you go. So let's just open up our lines. Of course, it's so early. We're thinking about breakfast right now. We always think about food in here,
I
don't
know,
we?
Right?
But how about a gift certificate to Pete's Breakfast House? And you can go there. It's a gift certificate for two. And so let's start off our phone lines right now. 805-419-0008. Also, I want to see if you could do a couple mentions.
Absolutely.
We've got some new sponsors and some new people that are joining us. I'm so excited. And again, I do want to give out our number here in our email. 419-0008 is the number that you can also call if you want to be a part of our show. We would love to spread the word about you. Or you can email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com.
Well, I was, you know, as we are all making our Valentine's list, I think it's important to also give something to our husbands. And the Somas Nut House is definitely the place to go.
Yeah, there you go.
There's all different types of nut baskets that you can choose from, but they also have chocolates and candies. Definitely check them out for all your Valentine's Day needs. And as we're going through the year, we're Thermal Imaging of SoCal.
Yeah, she's going to be on our next show. So
that
I hope that everybody
amazing.
Stays with us till 7, 7 to 8, because MJ is going to be joining us. Have you ever heard of thermal imaging?
It's scary, but it can really save your life. It can diagnose cancers up to 10 years earlier than other MRIs and such. Obviously, everyone's results are different, but it is able to do that. So it's a great idea. It's a little bit scary, but something everyone should definitely look into.
And it's not, you know, it's not invasive. So it's just really taking
a picture.
And so they kind of see through the layers. And well, she's going to talk about it. So I can't wait for you to meet MJ.
And then to calm me down, don't forget about the Camarillo Yoga Center, now that I'm all nervous about my imaging. They have a... They go from ages 5 to 96 years. Everyone should check them out. Mindful practices of yoga and mindfulness of meditation.
Yeah, they just have two more classes, or another class that's starting in February, and it's on Wednesday evenings. And the one right now is full, and it was on Tuesday evening. So Another great thing for couples.
And you can
couples
learn things to do at home as well. So check them out at www.camarilloyoga.com.
There you go. All right. We are going to get started. And let's bring Stephanie on. Stephanie, so glad that you're here joining us. And tell us a little bit about yourself and your journey towards being a director.
I had a kind of a long journey. I started doing theater actually in the seventh grade. And instantly knew that's what I was going to do.
Isn't that funny how people can, you know, you kind of find your niche early on. Now, do you have anybody that's in that industry as your parents?
No, actually, my parents thought I was insane. told me to get a real job. and they said, no, come up with a backup. And I kept saying all through high school, no, this is what I'm going to do. And they thought, oh, she'll fix it when she goes to college. So I went to college and I said, I'm a theater major with a double major in stage management and directing. And they said, oh, okay. And then they said, well, when she's 22, she'll figure out she needs a real job. And I never did. I've been very blessed to be able to work.
And it is truly your passion.
It is my passion. It is. I've just seen it change lives and it changed mine.
When you say it changed lives, what do you mean by that?
For example, the magic of what happens in an actual theater as opposed to in a movie. When people come to shows, I remember just so about 20 years ago, so long ago, I was doing a production of West Side Story, and we had invited a group of underprivileged children who had never seen a musical or a play on stage. All their experience with entertainment had been with movies, and this probably, I think he was 12-year-old boy, came up to me and he said, I'm very confused. Are they doing this with right here? Are they in the room right now? And I said, oh, yeah, it's not on a screen. Do you want to come up onto the stage? And his jaw dropped. He couldn't believe. And he said, they do this every day. And I said, every single day they duplicate the same thing. And you could tell he just started to cry and thought it was the most amazing.
His eyes lit. Isn't that? Wow.
Oh, it was unbelievable. Amazing. So I've just seen it give people a focus when maybe their focus might have gone someplace else.
And I think it's a great thing for kids. Not everyone's an athlete. And so, you know, there has to be different things for people to find their niche. And it's a team. It may not be a team on a field, but it's a team. And people need that. People need to be a part of something.
And I was a lousy athlete. I tried to be in the tennis club and all those things. I'm much better with music and words and that kind of stuff.
Now, do you play any of the...
I actually play the piano. Now, I will say I can't play this music. Okay. Jason Robert Brown is an amazing composer. He really is the future of musical theater. He's the Mozart of our day. He's unbelievable. Maybe when I was studying to be a concert pianist when I was 16, I might have been able to play it. Not anymore. It's amazing music. Just unbelievable. It's almost impossible what he does with the music.
So again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us and waking up, God, I love when it's kind of cold out now and we actually lit the fire the other night, and we've been walking and jacuzziing and that kind of stuff, you know, but it's that brisk weather again. It feels really good. But if you are just waking up right now, I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way. I want to give something away again. I want our phones to start ringing off the hook. And, our phone number here is 419-0008. Since we're talking about the last 5 years, Rubicon Theater. I go to all their shows. I'm like addicted. I'm telling
shows.
You.
They're great.
Yeah,
and
it's just such a quaint studio and theater. I love it. Well, anyways, the last 5 years is going to be playing January 21st. Through February 15th. Got a ways to go there, and we're so excited. So if you call in right now, we'd love to give you a pair of tickets right now.
And Valentine's Day is on a Saturday, so you can really go for a Valentine's Day dinner, maybe Lure Fish House afterwards.
Yeah, and not only that, you know, it's just a nice walk up and down Main Street right there.
Really
so
nice.
Anyways, I would love to give those to you. Call us right now, 419-0008. Stephanie, what is the last 5 years about?
The last 5 years is a really unique musical. It is the story basically of a relationship. It's the title refers to 5 years of the relationship of two people. These two people happen to be married, although it has universal application to every relationship. And they're very young people when they meet. They're about 20 to 21. And their lives take them in different directions. He is an aspiring writer. She is an aspiring actress. And his career takes off much faster than hers. So it is a series of snapshots told in a very unique chronology. Kathy, who is the woman, obviously, tells the story of their relationship from the end of the relationship through the beginning. The character of Jamie tells his story from the beginning of the relationship.
What a great idea.
So you get both takes
you
of
get
it, which
both
I'm sure are completely different.
It makes it so different, and you get to really, instead of worrying about what happens, do they make it, do they not, we already know what happens at the beginning. So what it allows us is to examine a series of snapshots into this relationship and what successes they had and what failures they had. And then you sit and you think, oh, if I had known that, I would have maybe made a different choice. It's a fascinating construction, very, very unique. The other thing is their scenes are not together because they're obviously telling their story in reverse directions. So they are doing these snapshots to the person, but the other person is not on stage.
You know, it's really interesting. And Tom, you can actually probably attest to this. I know my husband, you know, and I've heard this a million times where I could, you know, we're looking at something and I'll be like, oh my God, did you see the kitchen? He's like, no, did you see the garage? You know what I mean? Men and women don't see the same things even in real life, in relationships. You know, it's like, why were you so mad? What do you mean? I was actually happy. You know, it's like, right?
Totally different wavelengths. Yeah. And what one person says could affect me a different way. If someone said something, my husband and I both could take it completely different.
Yeah. What do you think as a guy's point?
Absolutely. That's it in a nutshell.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. We just have a different take on life.
On everything.
Yeah. And then you can even add a couple more, you know, kids or friends to the thing. And then the whole dynamic, everything just changes in life.
Well, and I think the biggest thing I think is that men, it's just you see it and over your shoulder it goes. With women, you like take a mental snapshot and you want to talk about it and talk about it and talk about it and talk about it.
Yeah. At least I do. You know, okay, in fact, so my husband wants, and not to cut into your story, but I think this actually goes along with the story, is we're trying to find a new couch. We used to have like a big L-shaped couch. We have four children, and then they always have friends. So now when we were getting it done, they cut our couch. So it's really just a couch, not an L-shape anymore. So my husband's like, we need a new couch. And all the kids are like, you guys really need a new couch. So now we're almost empty nesting, and we're getting this huge couch, like a recliner couch. And so I'm sitting in there in one couch going, I really like this. Do you like this? And my husband's like, I'm perfectly happy right here, you know, and so I have to like try it on. It's got to be like a life, you know, and
it has to be exactly what you think. It's really got to fit in your mind. Do you feel
the same way? I think I need to take my girlfriend shopping with me instead of my husband, because he's just like, okay, it's a couch, like big deal, just get it, you know.
I know.
If it's comfortable, go. And that's it. If I can
throw
myself
sideways.
Yeah. And that's all we need. Yeah,
I spent this whole day working on a planner one day, and it was all finished. And my husband's like, oh, that looks so good. I go, oh, it's giving me hives. I have to rip it out. And I did, because it just wasn't exactly what I wanted.
Yeah. And so is this something that we're going to kind of...
Yeah, you see a little bit of that. It's more about big life choices than it is
to my planner.
It is about your planner.
Or picking out my couch.
Although I agree, I'm with you on the couch. But yeah, it's about these moments where he has to decide whether to go to a career activity or attend her birthday. And those kinds of things.
Ooh, what do you think of that,
feel
Tom?
Like,
can always get a gift and go to a nice restaurant later.
I have to say,
activity.
I think you
kind of have to deal with that
realistic.
A little bit, don't you?
I think you have to be realistic and what's fair to the other person. Yes, it's your birthday, but in all fairness, we're not eight. You know what I'm saying? And I know birthdays are a big deal, but sometimes you do have to like give and take like that.
And it raises an interesting question in the show that I think about all the time, which is that his career is very successful. I wonder what would happen if her career were as successful and she were the one that had to go to the party.
Was the
what would that do?
Yeah. And I don't think that men are as forgiving in that sense. I think women kind of give up a lot.
I do. I think that women are used to doing that. Maybe we're predetermined that's how, kind of as we go through life, that's the way it's going to be. I think it's a little bit of a newer feeling for men.
Yeah, a little bit. I'd say, and you know, part of it does, if you plan on having kids, it sort of makes a little bit of sense that, that the woman would be the one that would stay and would watch the kids.
Correct.
And the man would be the one that goes out.
Yeah,
but,
absolutely.
But these days, and I know a guy who's married to a doctor, and he's house daddy.
Yeah.
He's
so
very
there is
creative.
A different,
good,
yeah, but, there is a different look. But, you know, I mean, I think in the olden days, we used to, when I say the olden days, but, you know, the father made the living and the mother, right? But not anymore.
No.
Everything's changed. I mean,
different.
It's kind of like whoever's the breadwinner, and you know, and it's all about working it, working. You
and
know,
and so many families, both parents work, or both husband and wife work, and so everyone's doing all the laundry, everyone's cleaning the house.
You hope,
yeah.
Or else
but
there's
that's the,
huge
that's
resentment.
The ideal,
yeah,
that
exactly.
Everybody would be pulling their weight.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, is this a musical, and is it appropriate for younger and older?
It is appropriate for younger and older. The story is applicable to younger and older. I find because the characters are very young, I think young people. This is a young person's musical. It appeals a great deal to young people. But I also find that it's great for older people because I find myself as someone who's a little bit older than they are, looking at them and thinking, oh, you'll figure that out in about 15 years. You know, so it's actually very interesting. I am.
Okay.
I'm married for my second time.
Okay. Congratulations.
I always say you have to throw out the first one. And
I'm right there with you, babe.
Right.
So, okay. And now, so is this kind of like around Valentine's Day?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And I think the thing to remember, even though we know from the beginning of the story that the relationship doesn't work out, is it's so joyful to watch the two of them when they're in the moments when they're so in love. It feels so good to remember that feeling of, I'm so in love with this person, nothing can possibly go wrong. This love I have for this person is the missing piece. You know, that
it seems like sad, though, if you know that it's not going to work out. Because, you know what, I really believe that, you know, I don't know. Again, I'm going to quote my grandmother. You know, you only change somebody. It's almost like it's better to know the devil you know than the devil you don't know. And,
oh, absolutely.
You know, and, I mean, you already know all their faults, you know, I mean, unless it's, you know, really bad and you can't live with that, which I guess that's something you can't live with, right?
Right.
But,
yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, I
do. I always, when people have been married for 20 years and all of a sudden they're getting divorced, and I think, gosh, you've gone this long. You're going to start over and try to retrain somebody to not, like, do those annoying things and learn to, like, just accept them.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot of work.
I totally agree. What's your
thought? Yeah, and I think it is a lot of work. And I think with these two people, what it illustrates when you watch the show is that these are two people who thought they were on the same page but really were never on the same page to begin with. I think that what happens is you understand, and rather than taking his side or her side, you actually feel for both sides, which is actually kind of a lovely human experience.
And that's very young. I mean, that's really before you've sort of figured out
right.
who you are, which is probably happens a lot when people marry very young.
Right.
That is
yes.
so true. And how many marriages really work out when you're so young and you really don't know who you are?
Right.
Yet.
Right.
Especially in today's day and age when you have the opportunity to change so much.
Well, and the internet, 24/7.
Exactly.
Okay,
absolutely.
that's not always a really good thing, is it? I don't know. I mean, it's all about staying on course.
Right. It's like a
right?
garden. You have to weed it.
Yeah. And, you know, you remember this is, you know, the grass isn't always greener because, you know.
Well, what was the line from the Army when the kids went off to World War II? How can I get him back on the farm now that he's seen the lights of gay parade?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
right.
And you
that's
get
right.
that with the internet. In the old days, but now everything's offered to you. Now there is no mystery. You know, there is no people without TV. There is no. So you're back. I think that maybe it's the competition, the temptation and all those things were a little bit less. And now you're just constantly inundated with
yeah.
all these different experiences.
It's kind of like commercials, right?
Right.
I mean, you keep yeah. hearing it, you're hearing
flying
it, you're hearing it, and then all of a sudden
if
you
walk around a slippery creek, chances are you're going to fall in, baby.
There you
well,
go.
So, as a parent with social media, I mean, it's a full-time job to monitor your children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On all these different things.
And the other thing about a play like this, I used to go out a lot. And I knew some actors and actresses. And it seems like same time next year and a play like Love Letters. When you have those relationships and those conversations on stage,
absolutely.
Right? Absolutely. It's so intimate and fun and clever. And you do get thoughts out of one person's
yeah.
head without the other person in front of them grading them.
Exactly.
It's just the
yes.
Dear Diary.
Exactly. Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Dear Diary that you hope will never ever be read.
Right. Right. Right.
God help us if right. It is read.
Ever or ever and ever.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. So, all right. Well, let's give away another set of tickets right now to this. And again, we're talking about the Rubicon, one of my favorite theaters here in Ventura. We're playing The Last 5 Years. It starts January 21st. It started. And then till the February 15th. And of course, we've got tickets here. Stephanie is here with us. Give us a call right now, 419-0008. If you're just tuning in with us, all you have to do is leave us your name and your number. And when you're calling, tell us if you like just having a couple less guests on our show and more of us chatting.
Yeah,
you
know,
we want to keep you happy. And you know, and if you have a comment, call us. We'd love to hear from you. So again, 419-0008. Stephanie, where do my listeners purchase tickets if they don't win them here?
From either the website, which is www.rubicontheater.org, or by calling the box office at 805-667-2900.
There you go. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And again, our next guest is Kathy Lipp. We're going to be talking about clutter-free, quick and easy steps to simplifying your space. And of course, it's the new year. It's kind of like in with the new and out with the old.
It's so
hard. It's a hard thing. It's really hard for me, too. So also, I would like to give away something also right now. And that is some Shen Yun tickets. And that's playing February 3rd through the 5th, and I've got a couple tickets for that. So give us a call, 419-0008. And when you do call, you will be in the drawing for the Sheraton gift certificate. And Whoa. That is two-night weekend stays. So I'd love to have you win one of those, too. So, again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life in the 805. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Have you always wanted to meditate but weren't sure where to begin? In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a new necessity. Audrey Walzer, director of the Camarillo Yoga Center, has taught hundreds of people in the 805 the fundamentals of non-religious mindfulness meditation, which is scientifically proven to downregulate the stress response. Visit the mindfulness page at www.camarilloyoga.com and listen to what people have to say about Audrey's remarkable 9-week mindfulness course, beginning soon. Make a healthy, balanced life your project for 2015. www.camarilloyoga.com.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready. 310-463-2318 or visit tiofsc.com.
When it comes to traditions, Somas Nuthouse comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nuthouse is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nuthouse, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nuthouse at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for waking up with us here. I'm Kim. I'm here with Jennifer.
Hi.
I was going to go, I'm Kim, and I'm here with Jen and Tom. So, anyways, we are the brighter side of life in the 805. And, again, if you are not by your radio, you can also listen online now to us on dynamictalkradio.com. And, actually, you can listen all week long, which is really cool.
Every day.
Yeah,
you can
from
hear
6
us.
To 7 and 7 to 8 and then 2 to 3. So definitely join us there. And of course, we love giving back and sharing all of our things that are happening around. You know.
Yeah, check out our website. We are a great calendar for what's going on in the 805.
I know. And not only that is I hope that you're getting our newsletter. That's another thing. Every week we send out a newsletter. So when you call us, just say you want to be on the newsletter and we'll make sure, give us your email and we'll get that over to you. It's all, you know.
And Sherry and I blog. And so it's very interesting to see our different perspectives
I blog
of things
too.
In life.
I blog
absolutely,
too.
But
yeah.
It's the Kim Pagano Show, so
yeah.
We know you blog, but Sherry and I add our
yeah, no, I
of
love
it.
Well, I love
really
what
nice.
You guys wrote this last week, and you know when Sherry comes in, we'll talk a little bit about that. But I want to give something away. This is something that I took my kids to, and it's so much fun. But it's just a really fun time. The Harlem Globetrotters,
I love the
are
Harlem Globetrotters.
Back in town, and we've got tickets for Santa Barbara and Los Angeles, and so Santa Barbara is going to be Wednesday, February 11th in Las Vegas. I'm already on Las Vegas. And Los Angeles is February 6th through the 16th. So let's give some of those away right now.
That's a great family event.
Yeah.
You don't even have to be a basketball aficionado.
No,
it's
they're
a
just
great,
silly.
It's a
they're
show.
Fun. It's just it's a great time. So 805-419-0008. Our next guest, Kathy Lipp, and we're going to be talking about her book. And it's called Clutter Free. I have to tell you, I'm like, I think I'm getting worse. Like, I have to have everything organized. I want a simple life. I just want it to be like, you know, everything run easy.
Easy and smoothly.
Yeah. I want to be able to not waste
not
my
have
time.
So much stuff.
Yeah. I want my outfits all organized.
Even if you look in home decor magazines, the decor is done with so few
items now.
It's not
cluttery anymore.
It's not like the shelves with all the different stuff and some ivy and all of that. It's definitely more streamlined and simple.
Yeah, there you go. Well, anyways, we're going to bring her on. Kathy's been on my show before. I love her. She's got the Husband Project. Okay, that's another one. Yeah, we'll have to talk about that sometime. We've had her on. And also the Get Yourself Organized. She's all about getting yourself organized. And the Cure for the Perfect Life. We'll talk a little bit about that, but let's welcome Kathy Lipp. Kathy, are you there?
I sure am, Kim. Jennifer, Tom, it's great to talk to you guys again.
Thanks.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
I'm in California, too, so I'm not freezing like the rest of the country. So
where are you now?
I'm in San Jose.
Very
nice.
Okay, very cool. So tell us a little bit about yourself for any of my listeners that didn't hear you on my, I think you were on my 8 to 9 show, my 1400, right?
Yes, I was.
Okay, yeah.
Well, I'm just, you know, I'm a mom and a wife, and I get to do this fabulous thing, write books, and we call it prescriptive nonfiction, which my husband says is the nice way of me saying I boss people around for a living.
I like
but,
it.
yeah, but, you know, I'm like you. I want a simple life. I want my husband, my dog, my kids, and my house to just run smoothly. And so I spend a lot of time writing about that, thinking about that, and figuring it out. And I think the clutter is a big key to that.
Yeah, you know, I totally agree. And I know you have four children like I do.
Yes.
Okay, are you still...
What's wrong with us?
I think what's right with us, I'm telling you. I actually have two grandchildren, two twins on the way. And so it's so funny because I really cleaned out my house. And now I'm all of a sudden going, okay, wait a minute. One of my neighbors said, we're getting rid of our brand new, crib and all that. Do you want it? And I'm like, oh, yeah, bring it
but
over.
That's not clutter. Those
it
are like
feels cluttery
those
to
are
me
like
already.
Needed items. I almost think a crib is better than having like three different types of
no,
playpens
like,
in
yeah,
the closet.
Yeah, that's true. Right. But anyways, I'm like, oh my God, our house is going to fill back up again. So
no. It's
exciting. I'm blessed and, you know.
Yes. Well, you know what? There are certain kinds of quote-unquote clutter. They're just signs of life, you know? And what's a better sign of life than a crib?
Oh, my God, no question. But you know what's interesting? Yeah. I remember somebody saying they're love trails.
Mm. Yes.
Love trails. Yeah. And
oh, I like that.
Yeah. But when you don't have a home for your stuff, that's a problem. Yeah.
And I also think it's if your stuff does not have a home, it's hard to keep it organized.
Right.
Well, and that's why... You know, one of my tenets is we need to get our drawers to half full. Because what's going on? You're wearing the same five T-shirts in a week, but then you're having to stuff them into a drawer with the 20 T-shirts you never wear.
Why is that, Kathy? And, you know, I was so excited to have you on because, seriously, this is exactly where I am right now. I have all these clothes that I'm like, but I can't part with them. And I don't ever wear them. And so... I feel like, should I just, I mean, I donate all my kids' clothes. I've donated tons of my clothes. But now I feel like sometimes the fashions come back around and I'm like, just as I got rid of that.
But you know what? Okay, so yes, fashions do come back around. But do you want to wear that thing you were wearing 10 years ago? You really don't. You want a new, bright, shiny one. I know it.
that's true.
You know, and so when I think about this, you know, I think about the layer of hubris underneath all the things that I use daily, and that's our clutter. And here's the problem. You know what? That keeps us from wanting to do it, and this just happened to me today. I'm like, why am I resisting doing the dishes? I put off doing the dishes for 2 days. That is not like me. But when I started to do them this morning, I'm like, I have to do them. I've got people coming over. I have to do them. And I opened up my cabinet that had my glasses and my cups. I'm like, well, no wonder I didn't want to do this because it's bursting at the seams.
Right.
And so I went in there and I got rid of about a dozen water bottles and coffee cups and glasses that we don't use. So now when I open it, I'm like, oh, there's space for the things that we're actually using.
But Kathy, what did you do with them?
Yeah, I'm taking them straight to the Goodwill. They are in the back of my van.
See, I think like people are out to try to make us be cluttered. Like all these restaurants give you these disposable cups that you can take home and drink with them. Tupperware or like these sets of bowls with lids. Like there's thousands of them and you really only use four sizes.
Okay, here's another one. And I'm sure, you know, Tom.
So see, it's not my fault.
What about all the wine things that we go to? I have cups from every single wine thing. And I'm like, so then what am I going to do? Okay, so in 2011, when I went to Casa Pacifica,
don't take those because I only buy things in sets of 16, which is a whole other problem.
Oh, my God.
I know, right?
I love it. But what do you do with all those, you know? I mean, I guess donate them. Yeah. Don't take
them. Well, you can donate them or, you know what, the next time you have people over, you say you have a souvenir glass in your hand. Take it home. And,
I'm going to do that.
Yeah,
they probably won't take it, though.
I come to your house and you hand me something and say, oh, take that home. I got that for you. I'm going to think she is so lying right now. We do a lot of holiday things, a lot of holiday parties and that kind of stuff. And just with our kids and our neighbors bring us plates of goodies over.
Sure.
And I do try to re-gift those, you know, reuse them for someone else. Except one time I did it and I
gave it back to the right same person.
Worse, the person calls me and she says, oh, I just want to let you know that platter wasn't for you to keep. It goes to my Christmas dishes. And I was like, oh! I had to run to school and get it out of the kitchen because I had taken it for all the teachers to enjoy some baked goods.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. So that was a little embarrassing.
That's crazy. Well, okay. So what is the cost of clutter in our lives? I mean, what, you know, you've really dissected this out. And yes. So what's it doing to us?
Okay. Well, it's really affecting us in four areas, which are the surface areas, but then it gets down to kind of where our soul is. And let me do these. Space, you know, when we're in a place where we are crammed with so much stuff and there's so much stuff on our desk that we can't even think, there's so much stuff in our kitchen we don't want to cook, you know, that's affecting us on a multitude of levels. So space, time. Think about the time that we spend, you know, playing hunt for the keys or, you know, we're sorting through our stuff, sorting through 99 pieces of paper to get to the one that's important to us. And then there's energy. When you come home and your house is cluttered, the last thing you want to do is cook a meal in your cluttered kitchen. The last thing you want to do is, you know, sit and enjoy your kids or do a puzzle or work on an art project together because you're already feeling buried. And then money. There is such a financial cost to our clutter between late fees, you know, the library bills, those kind of things. Rebuying things that we know we have, but we just can't find them. Restocking up on things in our pantry that we know we think we have. We're not sure, so we're at the store. We're going to buy one just in case. Just in case is the motto of all clutter, and we do that. It costs us in all those areas. And you know, UCLA just did a study where they went into dozens of houses. And they cataloged everything that was in the house. They took pictures. They opened drawers. They did it. And their startling revelation, Kim, Jennifer, this is going to floor you because no woman has ever thought this before. The more stuff in your house, the higher your rate of depression. You know,
really?
We all knew that,
wow.
Right?
Wow.
You know, we knew it, but we have scientific, you know, knowledge now to back us up. Literally, the more stuff in your house, the more you tend towards depression. And we know that because we've seen people when we've gone into their house and we're like, how do you function here? They don't. They just don't. They are suffering from depression. So we can literally take some of that stuff away. And here's something really interesting, that you can determine the amount of clutter in somebody's house if you only look at one item. That's their refrigerator. If it's covered in stuff, the correlation, the study they did, the more stuff that is on your refrigerator, the more cluttered your house is going to be. So if you're going to start somewhere, start on your fridge. Drip it there.
So on the refrigerator or in the refrigerator?
On the refrigerator. The things that you have pinned there with magnets. And
I don't have
it.
Yeah, I don't. You know, I could see that. I don't have anything on my refrigerator. In my house, my cupboards are very clean, and I'm not a stuffer that way. It's my garage. But I keep them in things, but it's like a puzzle. And if that one piece is missing, we could have, like, things go bad quickly.
Yeah, chaos.
Yeah,
yes,
very quickly.
So you're saying to start on the refrigerator? Is that what you're saying?
I say give yourself one clean spot. Mm. You know, give yourself one place where you come in. Now, for me, and I'd say the refrigerator is a key place. Let me give you two other key places. One is wherever you enter the house, because that sets your mood for the rest of the night. And so if you're walking in and it's clutter and chaos everywhere, that's how the rest of your night's going to go. But if you can walk in and you're like, I'm home, and then you can enter into the chaos, you know, eventually you'll get that cleaned up. But start with that one clean place. And the other place that I think is super important is your bedroom. Whether you're single or married, whatever that is, you need a place that is an oasis. And most of us use our bedroom as the storage place for the rest of our house. We do the stash and dash when people come over. And our bedrooms are a mess, and the place we should be resting is causing chaos in our heart.
That is so true. My bedroom's actually downstairs, so it's very hard
to pile everything in there.
To not
if you're
be
not
like,
ready
oh, I'll just
everybody.
Put it in there, and then we have a big office in our room that's separate, kind of. It's divided by a big fireplace, and so it's very easy to just like, oh, I'll stuff it in there. But I have found I'm not a huge bed maker, which I know is really bad. But
that's
I know Kim's giving me the eye.
And I'm like the opposite, okay?
I have to say, and I have a friend who says that she makes her bed right away. But because my bedroom's downstairs, I have to make it because you can see it. And it does give me a different feeling, a feeling of like completion if I make it every morning.
Yeah.
And you think about that. That's a huge spot in your house now that's clear of clutter because you've made that.
Yes, it just looks cleaner.
There's a spot of rest there. So So I'm not going to bag on anybody. If you are not a bed maker, I'm not here to judge. You know, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I want you to invest in yourself. I want you to invest in your own peace of mind. Because when you start to clear away the clutter, it doesn't just improve your mood. It improves your relationships in the house. You know, when you don't have to scream at each other every morning because you can't find stuff in your house, that sets a better tone for when you go into work. And these habits can work at work, too. I'm really a big believer in spending a few minutes every day just putting things away, clearing the clutter, and then digging stuff out that you can pitch so you can have extra space in your space.
I love this this whole topic. This is like probably like my biggest thing in life, I have to tell you.
And it feels good to get rid of things. I have to say, my thing is more like probably holiday items, decorating things.
Yeah,
that
but you store it.
And I store it in my garage. Exactly. Yeah.
And I'm going to get into this, but I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life in the 805. We're talking with Kathy Lipp right now. Sherry Gibb just walked in. Welcome,
hello.
Welcome.
Hi, Sherry. Oh, I love this subject, and it's been a big issue in my life. I guess I shouldn't call it an issue, but I've been cleaning out my dad's stuff.
Oh, see? You know, now, was he clutter?
You know, we really have learned that he was a hoarder and, you know, probably too much information, but there was like old underwear in the drawers. And it was, you know, we're talking about closets, right?
We're talking about life in general. Uh-huh. I mean, every avenue. My husband has, you know, tools that he doesn't even, I'm like, you just buy new tools because you can't find your old tools. You know what I mean? It's like
husband does that. He said we were putting some Christmas lights out or something. And he's like, well, I have to go to the store and get some extension cords. And I'm like, but did you not see the tote in the garage that is full of extension cords? And sometimes if we have a project going, I will go and buy the stuff and I open it at Home Depot and they'll say, what are you doing? I need to know that there's no tools needed for this project because he will come back and buy all new stuff.
I have a question for Kathy. I'm kind of curious because I'm a pretty neat person and I'm into decluttering, but I'm a slob when it comes to my car. And I know that I was in your car last week, Kim, and you're like, oh, that's really important to me. I go, your car smells so good. And you're like, oh, that's really important to me. My car has to be like perfect or
clean.
Yeah,
it starts my day. I mean, just like you were saying, Kathy, I have to feel really good when I get in your car. You're not.
You know what? I took my car to, I sometimes have to go to a body shop a lot. And the man said,
wait, that doesn't sound
that's
really
a whole
good.
Other story.
Oh, God.
But the man who was working there said, I can tell by the inside of somebody's car what kind of driver they are.
Well, that's what I'd like to ask Kathy is, what is her thoughts about someone who's a slob in their car but not in their house?
Oh, interesting. I don't know that I've ever really deeply examined that. Maybe you're just feeling, you know, I wonder if you're feeling panicked on the way, you know, you're feeling stressed, you're eating in your car, or, you know, there's never, I want to make sure that everything you have is a safe space where you feel like, I can breathe.
I agree, because it's very embarrassing. I mean, I basically take all my mail, throw it on the ground, and throw it in the bottom of the car. I throw my fluid drinker.
Let me just help you with one thing, okay? And I don't know if this will help everybody, but, okay, when four kids, every time I had kids in my car, they would leave all their stuff. Finally, it was like, okay, this is not happening. What goes in my car in the morning comes out of my car in the afternoon.
Right.
Not my trunk, because I have, you know, my hair stuff, my, you know, my radio stuff, but it's all in bags, okay?
Yep.
Or you can get like tote bags and stuff like that. But whatever goes in, so if the kids had McDonald's or they had a drink, guess what? That better come out of my car. And so if you did that, took that couple minutes, almost like, you know, in the morning or the night before you go to bed, you straighten up your house. And then you start your day in a positive way.
Yeah, the 3 minutes before you leave a room to straighten. So I do have a basket in my car, like one of those, I think it's a collapsible or something, it's fabric, that I try to keep all of my stuff. Because I need stuff. Like, I always am needing things, but it keeps all my stuff in there.
Well, it's very embarrassing because yesterday I picked somebody up to go to a seminar and I had to put her, Tom is shaking his head. You must have died, Sherry. And I did, because what happens is the door opens and the drinks are falling out of the car.
So embarrassing.
And it's like, okay.
And I can blame it on my kids. You really can't blame it on your daughter.
But, you know, I live in my car. I'm going here. I'm going there. You were shaking your head, Tom. What are your thoughts on that?
My car is horrible.
Oh,
horrible.
Yay. Give me five
absolutely
from afar.
So yeah, you guys live out of your car is what you're doing.
Sure.
Well,
it's really hideous.
And I'm always on a freeway, so like you can always find me in my car on a freeway.
I used to change while I was driving.
Oh, God. That I haven't done.
Kathy, join us, please.
Here's here's one thing that really seems to work well, and I call this my 3 boxes and 2 bags system, and you can do this in your house, you can do this in your car, but to have in your car, it'd be great to have 3 bags, you know, cloth bags, and then a little box of garbage bags and a little box of recycling bags. And so, you know, especially if you have kids in the car, you know what? Those kids need to earn their ride home from soccer. You tell them, you know, any garbage goes in the garbage bag, any recycling goes in the recycling bag, but then you have these other 3 cloth bags. One is put back. That means anything that belongs in the car is just out of place. And then we call this other room, so that means anything that needs to be taken out of the car and it needs to be brought into the house. And then your green bag is your giveaway. So if you have, you know, if you put your Goodwill stuff in there, all of that needs to go into the giveaway bag. And so everything in your car belongs in one of those 3 bags if it's out of order. And then you just spend a couple of minutes putting it away before you go in. You
so take to me, that sounds like organizing your organizing. Like it would just be like, are you kidding? Like it would just be too, it would just be organizing your, it's like having a list for a list.
Try the basket with all your stuff on the front seat. That is very helpful.
One basket, all junk. Like I'm not going to sit
in categories.
But you know
what? Okay, but Sherry, you were going through your dad's stuff, right? And
yeah.
I just did this as well. My dad passed away in September. And
I'm sorry to hear that
everything
too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
And you sit there with each of those things and you're like, I have to make a decision for one of these things. Let me tell you, these 3 boxes and 2 bags have saved people's lives. I'm guaranteed.
Yeah, in that regard, I can agree with you. I mean, basically, there were things I'd always known I wanted of my dad's. What was really amazing was going through his office and finding a Father's Day card that I had made him 40 years ago. I mean, it was just like, that was a very emotional moment. But he had certain things. He had made a wood shoebox when he was a kid. I always wanted that. I always wanted his tallest when he was bar mitzvahed. And those things were mine immediately, and they're in my house. I like a little daddy space.
Right.
And as far as his clothes go, yeah, we just basically donated most of his clothes.
And those 3 boxes and 2 bags, let me tell you what it does. It forces you to make a decision, because so much of the time you'll say, oh, I'll deal with that later, or I'll put it here just for now. That's clutter.
That is what I do on my clothes, my makeup, and my hair products. Now, what do you do with that? What do you do with makeup? You know what I mean? And do you guys have an abundance
makeup,
of those kind of things?
I
do.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think you have to throw it out after so long. It gets kind of old and can be.
Yeah. In my previous book, I actually give it the Get Yourself Organized project. But I give you a list of how long you can keep certain makeup. But, you know, the problem is, we're keeping this stuff for someday. Like, you know, we keep thinking, we have this mentality, well, maybe in 6 months, I won't have the money to buy
that. That was my dad, I think.
I think that's what my dad was doing.
What
if I'm going to need that and I don't have the money to buy it?
Yeah, I think that's what
he
did.
But here's the problem. You don't want to be using 2-year-old makeup, because that's going to cause an eye infection. That's going to cost you way more than whatever that piece of makeup costs.
You're absolutely right.
Okay. One thing that was interesting is he also had some foreign money. You know, he'd had a business and he had some foreign money. And then by the time we went to go cash it was no longer good. Like some of this foreign money was like, I mean, it's kind of a shame, but...
Really? It goes bad?
It goes bad.
Foreign money?
Oh, no.
I mean, well, I guess euros changed to something.
Yeah.
And
oh, my God. That's interesting.
It was lira to euros.
Right.
I think you had
And then all these, like, other countries that, you know, I mean, it was really weird.
There's 3 revolutions since that money was good.
Put that money. Yeah, exactly. Should have put that money in the bank. God.
See, there's another. Yeah, you just never know. Kathy, you talk about the 2000 thing challenge. What is that?
Okay, so what we're doing is we're challenging women to get rid of 2,000 things in 2015. Mm. And the number one thing I hear this week is, well, it's already 3 weeks into it. You know what? Instead of, if you started on January 1st, you'd need to get rid of 5.5 things a day. Yeah. If you're starting now, you need to get rid of 6 things a day. I think we're good.
So it's 6 things a day would equal out?
To a 2,000 things
this year. That's a lot of
stuff.
I have to say something very funny. Every time I clean out my closet, I clean out things that suddenly become in style after I've thrown them out.
I just
cowboy
was saying
belts,
that before you got here.
Oh, really? Padded shoulders, cowboy belts, whatever was, I swear every time it's thrown out and then it comes into style.
See, that's what I was saying. But then, Kathy, repeat what you said to me.
You know what? When those things come back into style, they're never exactly the same they were in the 80s and 90s. They just aren't. They're with a little bit of a different twist. And I mean, cowboy True. Boots are can be classic, but almost anything else, no. No,
yeah.
You're going to want to go buy new things.
And especially
you think, be cute.
Like cowboy boots, that's an investment purchase. If you pick up something from Target, get rid of it when you're done with
it. How about expensive clothes? This is not really a clutter question, but how about expensive clothes versus fun clothes?
Oh, that's a great question.
I mean,
it really is a great question.
I think it's a great question. And you know what? I think that I have my investment pieces, and you know, I had gastric sleeve surgery about a year ago and lost about 50 pounds.
Oh, good for you.
Thank you. I best decision I ever made for myself. And what I say there is the investment pieces are the ones that I took in, the ones that I took to the tailor, made sure that they could fit and were great. And I think everybody should get a couple of fun, frippy things that, you know you're not going to wear for a lifetime, but it's just something to keep it fun and interesting because we all like to look great. But then, remember that clothes are not to be kept for a lifetime for the most part.
So cheap clothes are fine.
Especially if it's trendy. I don't think you need
like,
it. You
well,
want to
look
spend
at
the
this top, you guys. I mean, if you guys are all looking at this top, it has holes. And it wasn't the most expensive top. But I loved the material. But I didn't realize material would fray. And look at And it wasn't
time to get rid
item.
Of. That's one
I
of
bet
yours.
But it's not
no,
that old.
I know,
it's
I know.
Like, really?
Well, you know what? They don't make things as good anymore.
No.
We are, Kathy, I want to have you back again and talk about all your other books. This is so much fun talking to you. I feel like, it was just like the girlfriends here with Tom. No,
I'm going to go home and clean out my garage some more.
I know. And I'm going to get rid of my, like,
I'm gonna give
some
it to
of
Sherry.
My makeup stuff.
Yeah,
there you go.
Guys, join me on this 2000 thing because, you know what? This is life changing for people to be able to be in your space without feeling like
I totally agree. I feel so much better when I'm just it's like a simple life.
Oprah
you
says
know?
When you clean your closet, when you're finished and there's less things in there, you feel rich.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh,
Kathy, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Again, clutter free Kathy Lipp, and we're going to have you back. I appreciate you being here.
I would
here.
Love it, Kim.
All right. Of
course, have a great
day,
guys.
You got it. You too. Again, keep with us. We're going to go from 6, 7 to 8 right now, right here, and stay with us. We've got great guests, and we're going to be talking about some fun stuff. Of course, I want to end our show with a moment of happiness. Don't fill your head with worries. There won't be room for anything else. Get rid of them, too.
Exactly.
Clear it away.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life in the 805. Stay with us.
I don't believe in fretting. Grieving, why mess around with strife? I never was cut out to step and strut out.